Thoughts, see if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Well, that's a good prayer to pray, church. So I'm going to break this prayer down into four parts, and we're going to learn how to live in the power of this prayer. Amen. I didn't come here this morning for y'all to tell me how good I preached. I came to help make this prayer a part of your life. Amen. And just in case you think I'm targeting you, God gave me this message 4 years ago. And he said, preach it to them. Four parts, so God's targeting you, not me. Four parts to this prayer. Number one, search me, God, and know my heart. Come on, say that with me. Search me, God, and know my heart. This is how a dangerous, life-changing prayer begins. Search me, God, and know my heart. Some of y'all are thinking, why would I ask God to search my heart when he already knows my heart? And most of us add on, and he knows I have a good heart. Okay? The problem is right there. We all think we have a good heart. Well, yeah, I know I do some bad things, but I've got a good heart. Sure, I robbed a bank last week. I smoked some weed on the way to church this morning. I accidentally ran over five people, but I've got a good heart. You see the problem? We all think we have a good heart. We do. It doesn't matter what our actions say, but in our mind, in our way of thinking about ourselves, we all have a good heart. Let me just challenge you on that just a little bit. Do you really have a good heart? Before you answer, let me tell you what the Bible says about your heart. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We need to understand that apart from Jesus Christ, ain't nobody got a good heart. Okay? You can have good intentions, but the path to hell is paved with good intentions. Without Jesus, you cannot have a good heart because the human heart is deceitful and wicked. You can say, I might do bad stuff, but I get a good heart. Listen, the stuff you do comes from the overflow of your heart. Oh, boy. Woo, tough. The heart is deceitful above all things. Your heart is more deceitful than anything else, any other part of you. We deceive ourselves. That's our human nature. In other words, we lie to ourselves. I'm going to take a survey by a show of hands. How many of you have ever told a lie? Will you just be honest and just raise your hand this morning? If anybody's got their hand down, just point at them and say, liar, liar, pants on fire. We are all natural born liars. And the Bible says so. The heart is deceitful above all things. We lie, 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 lie. And this is the person we lie to the most. Ourselves. Some of y'all with me. The person that you lie to more than anybody else is you. Talking about, I don't eat that much. I don't eat too much. On the phone with your friends, they tell me I eat too much. I don't eat too much. I eat just enough. Look, I'm so hungry, I can just blow away in the wind right now. I don't eat too much. Yes, let me get 3 Big Macs with extra cheese, 4 orders of fries, and a Diet Coke. Like that's going to help. Hey, y'all may bring y'all anything? We lie to ourselves. I'm not prideful. I'm not prideful. I am not full of pride. I just can't help it that I'm better than everybody else. Not full of pride. You lie to yourself. I'm not a gossip. I am not a gossip. I'm just telling people so they can pray for them. You lie like a rug. Listen, we learn to play hide and seek when we're kids, and it's a game that we never stop playing our adult lives. We hide our own issues and we seek other people's issues. Survey says, ding, 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 ding. Hello. I don't want you to find out about my issues, but I sure do want to know your issues. Come on, we hide our own faults and problems, but nothing is hidden from God. And here's the power of praying this prayer. When we pray, search my heart, we're not asking God to discover something He doesn't know. We're asking Him to reveal to us something that we don't want to admit. And I promise you this. If you'll humble yourself before God and truly pray and ask Him, search me, God, and know my heart, God will expose every lie and every deception you've been telling yourself. He'll do it. It may not be comfortable. You might not enjoy it, but when you allow God to reveal those areas of deceit in your life, it will set you free. Chains break when we humble ourselves and seek His face. Blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. So number one, search me, God, and know my heart. Number two, test me and know my anxious thoughts. Come on, say it with me. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Come on now, I want this to soak in and become a part of us. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. So basically, David is saying, reveal my deepest fears. Reveal my deepest anxiety. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. What is it that makes you anxious? What is it that causes anxiety in your life? Because most of the time, we don't even acknowledge those things. We sweep it under the rug. We ignore it. We assume that it's normal. Fear, stress, worry, anxiety, that's just part of life. That's just life. That may be true for the world, but you're a king's kid. You remember the royal household. You're a child of the Most High God, the one who spoke the world into being, who hung the sun, the moon, and the stars in the heavens. He's the one who's holding your life in His hands. God has called you to a better life than a life of fear and anxiety. What did Jesus say? I've come that you might have life and life more abundant. God has not given you a spirit of fear. 1 John 4:4, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. No matter what you're facing in this world on the outside, Jesus on the inside of you is bigger and better and stronger and greater. My God is able to do exceeding abundant above all you could ever ask or think, according to His power that works in us. David prayed, test me and know my anxious thoughts. What is it deep down inside of you that makes you afraid? You may be thinking, why does it matter? Why do I need to pray this? I'll tell you why. Because what we fear the most is what we trust God the least. Where we fear the most is where we trust God the least. When you pray, God, test me and know my anxious thoughts, you're saying to God, help me deal with the trust issues in my life. And help me to trust you with all of these anxieties. Some of you have been crippled by what's going on in the past year and a half in our world. You've allowed yourself to become enslaved by fear, paralyzed by fear. You need to take that anxiety and that fear, and you need to put it in the hands of a mighty God. That's why it's so important. When you allow God to expose your greatest fears, you open the door to experience your greatest faith. When you give God your deepest fears, your worst anxieties, you will learn to trust God. Level. No more denial, no more sweeping it under the rug, no more pretending you're fine when you're not. Lord, test me and know my anxious thoughts. Part one, search me, God, and know my heart. Two, test me, know my anxious thoughts. And three, this is a big one, okay? If you're easily offended, this would be a good time to take a bathroom break. Okay? So you don't get nervous in the service. Number three, see if there is any offensive way in me. Well, this is a very dangerous prayer when you pray it from your heart. Lord, see if there's any offensive way in me. Offensive to who? Offensive to a holy God. And when you pray this, be ready for God to respond, because believe me, He will. Because God is more honest than anybody I know. God cannot lie, and He will not lie, and He will tell you like it is. I have never prayed this prayer without God revealing something in my life that wasn't pleasing to Him. Every time, no matter how far I think I've come in my Christian faith, there's always something that He wants to correct in my life. Listen, Christians are not perfect people. We're being perfected. But we ain't perfect yet. Okay? Tell somebody, I'm not there yet. Come on, tell them, you're definitely not there yet. Seven times will a righteous man fall, yet will he get up again. We are not the perfect people. We are the get-back-uppers. Okay? This is a hard prayer to pray, but it's a vital prayer to pray. Why? Because, remember, we lie to ourselves. When you honestly pray this prayer to God, He will expose some areas of sin and He will begin to deal with the lies you've been telling yourself. Because people can justify anything. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit preach for a few seconds. People can justify anything. Some of you have lied to yourself so much about sin that you've started to believe your own propaganda. Hello. I expect y'all to shout, dance, and run the house. Just let it sink in. Jesus is doing surgery on somebody. The great physician is operating this morning. You're spending time with wrong people and you justify it. You know, there are more scriptures on friends in the Bible than on heaven and hell combined. You want to know why? Your friends will take you to hell. Tell me who your friends are, I'll tell you where you're going. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. Go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. Who do you hang around? You don't hang around idiots. You don't hang around ungodly people. 2 Timothy tells you the 22 types of people that you are to stay away from. Go read it. You are told in the Bible, stay away from these people because they are destructive. As a Christian, I'm called to love everybody, feed everybody, give water to everybody, pray for everybody, but I'm not called share my life with everybody. Hello? You want to hang out? No. Why? Because you ain't living right. Love everybody, but watch who you share your life with, child of God. The Bible warns us, bad company corrupts good character. What fellowship has light with darkness? Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. If you think who you spend your personal time with won't affect your relationship with God, bless your darling heart and stupid head. Come on, tell somebody, watch who you hang around. Come on, tell them you are who you hang around. So it's a good thing you're sitting by me. Teen Challenge is a ministry that for decades has helped countless young people get out of drug addiction and prostitution. And in the early days of Teen Challenge, they asked the parents of these children who are the young people who went in this program, they asked them, when did your child, your son, your daughter go downhill? And every one of them said the same thing. Same answer. When they started hanging out with wrong people. It is so important for you to know your identity in Christ and for you to teach your children their identity, because if you don't know your identity, you will desperately seek friends in all the wrong places. If you got wrong friends, you better start making some right friends.
I don't have any friends. Nobody be friends with me.
Be friendly. See if there's any offensive way in me, because we can justify anything. Maybe you're living in a sexually immoral lifestyle. You told yourself, well, we're married in our hearts, but you're not. Our God is a covenant God. He doesn't bless intimacy outside of the marriage covenant. God wants to deal with your heart today. Somebody, you're here and you've been hurt, and you say that you've forgiven that person, but every time you hear their name, every time somebody brings them up, every time you see them in Walmart, all those emotions come flooding back, and deep down inside, you know that that bitterness and that unforgiveness is still there. It's time to pray what David prayed. God, show me if there's anything inside of me that offends you. Sin is so easy to see in somebody else's life, but it's so difficult to see in the mirror. We tend to accuse others while we excuse ourselves. It's so easy to pick out somebody else's sin, but it's hard to see the sin in our own hearts. And today is time to get real with God and be honest with Him and pray, God, show me if there's any offensive way in me. As you reflect and as you pray this prayer today and this week and hopefully for the rest of your life, ask yourself these three questions. As you pray and say, God, show me if there's any offensive way in me, ask yourself these three things. What are others trying to tell me? There will always be haters in your life. There will always be drama Osamas in your life. People who claim to be your best friend, but all they want to do is see you just crash and burn and explode because they love drama and they love gossip. But God will always send you good, godly people who truly care about you. And it's never what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. What are people trying to tell you? Next question, what am I trying to rationalize? What am I trying to... If you're constantly trying to justify something in your mind, that's usually a sign that you're wrestling with conviction. A pharmaceutical entrepreneur. No, he's not. He's a drug dealer. What are others trying to tell me? What am I trying to rationalize? And this is so important. Where am I most defensive? Ooh. What's the one thing you get angry about when people bring up? That's probably an area in your life that God's trying to reveal to you. Open your heart this morning. Allow God to deal with those areas in your life. It's uncomfortable, it is tough, but it is worth it. You will find freedom if you pray this prayer and allow God to walk you through this process. Don't miss out on the blessings of God in your life. Let the Holy Spirit deal with your heart today. I love the prayer that Sir Francis Drake prayed. He said, "Disturb us, Lord, when we are well pleased with ourselves." Some of y'all need to fall out of love with yourself. Some of y'all love yourself more than Kanye loves Kanye. You need to pray that prayer, "Disturb me, God, when I'm well pleased with myself." I need to know if there's anything inside of me that's offending you. And the last one, "Lead me in the way everlasting." You need to know there is an everlasting way. And it's not your way. And it's not my way. It's God's way. His way is the everlasting way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me." But the wonderful thing about Jesus is he will welcome anybody who comes to him to humble themselves before him, to give their life to him and follow him. He never turned anybody away. Will you close your eyes for just a moment as we pray? And I want to pray this simple prayer and let it sink into your heart. And then my wife is going to come and minister as the praise team comes. Let's just pray that prayer in our hearts this morning. "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of God."
If you'll stand as we close out this morning in prayer. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for this wonderful Sunday morning. Lord, I thank you, Father, for this Sunday after Thanksgiving, and we've reflected on how much we have to be thankful for. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for your presence this morning. Lord, I just thank you for being in this service today, Father. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that this morning, Lord, that you search our hearts. God, that you search our hearts this morning, Lord, and that you know our hearts, Father. And Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, that as you're searching our hearts, that you reveal to us the things that we need to get rid of, issues that we've been running from, relationships that we should have closed the door on a long time ago, thoughts that have created anxiety in our hearts and in our minds, hurt that we haven't gotten rid of or been healed from, bitterness, sadness. Lord, search us this morning. And in this moment, Father, I thank you for just revealing to us the things that we need to look at in our hearts. That we stop looking at what everybody else is doing. And God, that we look at our own heart, Father. And Lord, that in the moments of us looking at our own heart, Father, that you begin to show us, that we see what makes us anxious, the things that we need to change, Father. And God, I thank you, Father, for receptive hearts, Father, and minds, that as God begins to reveal the things that need to be changed, that we act in obedience and in surrender, Father, that we stop running from the things that we don't want to deal with, Lord, and acting like everything is okay. But God, that in this moment, Lord, that we surrender to what you're showing us, Father, that our eyes become clear with vision and stop being so cloudy, Father, and focus on everything else. But that this morning we focus on our heart and our heart condition, Father. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that as we begin to deal with the things that God is showing us, Father, that healing is coming, that forgiveness is coming, that deliverance that you've been asking for so long, God, that deliverance is coming in a moment, that in a second, that things that have been keeping people bound up, whether it's addiction, it's pornography, it's gambling, it's friends, it's things that you've been holding on to that God said let go of, that in this moment that there is deliverance in this house, that the things that have been keeping you bound, that you are being set free of in the name of Jesus, that chains are falling off as you look in your heart and you see the things that need to be exposed. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that embarrassment is flying out the door in the name of Jesus. That the enemy has tried to compress your mind and say you need to be embarrassed and shameful of these things. That this morning that we lay that at the altar and we give that to you, God. And God, that in the moments that we admit the things that we are weak in, the things that we've compressed and compiled for so long, that God, that you are healing right now, that peace is coming into minds, that fear is being driven out in the name of Jesus, that the destruction that you have caused in the path that you have made, that healing is coming to the people that you have hurt. And that healing is coming to you. That pain that you've been dealing with for so long, God, I thank you for healing. God, you're delivering somebody right now. You feel their heart and that pain that it has been feeling for so long. And God, I thank you for healing. For healing relationships that have been severed. For putting families back together the enemy has tried to come in and bring addiction into, and bring grief, and bring division into, that this morning you're bringing healing. Because as our hearts change, our vision changes, and we see people in a different light. We see their issues, and we see their pain in a loving way, and not in a judgmental way. And we see how God can use us to reach them. And God, I thank you for using everything that the enemy has meant to bring destruction, has meant to bring division, has meant to pull you down. And God, you use it for our good. That we'll no longer walk in bondage, but God, will be free in the name of Jesus. Because who the Son sets free is free indeed. And God, I thank you for freedom in this house. If you need to be free, just lift your hands up and say, God, I need to be free. Lord, search my heart. Show me the ways of where I'm anxious, Father. And help me to walk in that obedience. And heal me, God. Change me this morning. Set me free. Heal me, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the sweet, sweet presence that's in here this morning. God, I can feel your love and I can feel your peace. And I can feel your healing power just flowing in this room. Church, whatever you need, God's here. Don't be embarrassed to ask or to raise your hands. God wants you to be free. He wants you to be healed. He doesn't want you to sit here and be in pain and shame and hide. He wants you to come to him with open arms and say, God, deliver me. Some of you need to be set free from your own thoughts. From your childhood. And God knows it, but you need to tell him that that's what he needs to do. Because when you acknowledge that's what you need, God can move in your life. And Lord, I thank you this morning for moving in people's lives like never before. Lord, I thank you that not one person leaves this building the same. That if they're continuing to struggle, God, this morning, that you show to them that they are loved and that you care for them and that you love them with an everlasting love and can never stop. And it never runs out. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for this day. I thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. We're going to just continue to worship for just a minute because I really believe that God is moving. Whatever you need this morning. morning, just lift your hands up. God is here, and He wants you to be free. He wants your heart to be cleansed. He wants your heart to be whole. Thank you, Jesus.